I've been out of the country, Michelle, but when I came back, one of the first things I did was to spot a Time magazine. I don't know if you saw this, but Anthony Kennedy's face, they did an entire many, many, many pages profile on Anthony Kennedy with his picture on the cover. A very flattering profile, as you can imagine. And I thought at the time, that was just last weekend, I thought, this doesn't seem appropriate to me. They're getting ready to make all these major decisions, and they're talking about he is the main vote on the court because he's the swing vote. This is what they always say, and they do this total puff piece on him. Didn't you think that's a little unseemly?
Well, I think that what we need to recognize is that the left is committed to outcome-based Supreme Court decisions. They want what they want. Bottom line, the ends justify the means. They want socialized medicine. They want the government to control it. And so they are not above doing anything that they can to influence that one swing voter. By everyone's estimation, Anthony Kennedy is the justice who will make the decision if we have socialized medicine, which, in my opinion, will be the end of our Constitution and the end of our republic as we know it, because it will bankrupt us. There's no question. Obama will do that. And it will change our relationship to government forever. I think it will be one of the final, so to speak, nails in the coffin to the country. If he makes that decision, and if he is succumbing to flattery in the media, which, again, these are human beings we're talking about, he could potentially be persuaded to go the way of the left. That could be. And I think that's why it wouldn't surprise me at all that we aren't seeing these big flattery pieces